Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guests are Sharon Irving, who is the charter president of Rotary Club of Cortland Manor, and Lisa Marie Birdsall, who is the district co-chair of Rotary Community Corps.
Well, Sharon and Lisa Marie, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you very much for having us here today.
And welcome, Lisa Marie.
Thank you very much.
And does anyone ever confuse you with Lisa Marie Presley?
I'm older. Standard answer.
Well, ladies, welcome to Radio Rotary, and it's always a delight to have outstanding Rotarians like yourself join us on the program. So, what is the
Rotary?
Yes, go ahead.
Rotary Community Corps of Keon.
What is that all about?
Rotary Community Corps have been around in the world of Rotary for a long time, but mostly in third world countries. When we were talking about a way to get the Keon Center in Peekskill involved in Rotary, our district governor, George Camp, gave us the idea to check on what was a Rotary Community Corps. After checking, we figured out that that was the ideal solution for having the members of Keon join us as part of the Rotary family by way of a community corps.
And what age ranges are we talking about here?
They are over 21. That's the only qualification. And actually, to be an RCC member, you can be any age.
Now, Lisa Marie, we have Interact for our high school kids. We have Rotaract for our college kids. The Rotary Community Corps, is that related to any schooling, or how does this work?
No, it's just for the community. It's for people that are not able to commit to a regular Rotary. You know, four meetings a month, the money that we have to put in for going into Rotary. It's just for people that want to help.
And they, so it's a service outlet for them.
Yes.
Oh, it's a way to participate. It's a great partnership. Now, Sharon, isn't your club a newer club? Wasn't it chartered within the past year?
Yes, we were just chartered in April 2010.
Well, congratulations.
About 8 months old. Thank you.
And who sponsored you? Which club sponsored
you? The Peekskill Club.
The Peekskill.
And you're the very first president.
Yes, I am.
So I have
charter.
To say, Madam President.
Yes, you do, sir.
Jay, can we put up hail to the chief for the second half of the show, please? All right, so Jay.
Jonah's a past president.
Yeah.
So he's walked the walk.
I'm long past it.
And so is Betty, our producer, by the way. You're surrounded by greatness here.
Wonderful.
And you know what? These are two great Rotarians because they've started something in their community called the Rotary Community Corps. What made
Absolutely.
You decide to get into this, ladies?
One day, Lisa Marie and I were talking about the Keon members. Keon is a vocational school for adults who have aged out of the educational system who have special needs. So they run a vocational program training these people for future jobs. And one of the things they've done in the past is go volunteer their time at Lisa Marie's Rescue for Dogs. We were thinking they love to volunteer. They have a lot to offer the community, but you never see special needs people working in the community doing things. They do want to do that. They don't always want to be helped. They do want to be the helpers. They have the ability to contribute as much as any one of us, and they'd like to have the opportunity to do so.
And the Rotary Community Corps gives them that outlet.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. And Lisa Marie, tell us about this Rescue for Dogs. What's that all about?
For the past 4 years, I've owned and founded a dog rescue. We rescue from high kill shelters down south.
Explain what that is.
High kill shelters.
Yes.
They take dogs, and a lot of times where we rescue from the shelters, they gas the dogs with carbon monoxide poisoning, or they do heart stick. That's putting air.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
And it's very quickly after the dog has entered the shelter. Am
Within
I not
3 days.
Correct? Okay, so that's part
words,
of what the...
These are dogs who are brought into the what you would think is a humane shelter, and if they're not adopted right away, they what they call euthanize them, they kill them.
They have Zaxby boxes. Those are boxes that are like chicken coops that they put out in the front of the shelter, and you can drop off your puppies. Sometimes we get 3-4 week old puppies without mothers.
Oh my
drop
God.
Them off in boxes, and if they do come in and they're under 8 weeks old, whatever the next euthanization date is, even if it's the next morning, they get euthanized. Nobody wants to take care of them.
That's awful.
It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. So you've stepped up to the plate to put a stop to that, eh?
About 1,600 in the last year and a half.
Is that
now,
right?
Where does your funding come from?
Private funding. We're a step away from getting our not-for-profit. We've been working on it for about 2 years. It takes a long time for a lot of not-for-profits. Takes about 6-7 months.
Sure.
When you deal with animals, it takes a lot longer. You got to go through the ASPCA, get approvals, you know, background checks, make sure you're not a bad person. But we've done 1,600 with just private donations.
And when you
and
say
Facebook,
when you say Facebook, social networking, correct?
Yes.
When you say we, who is part of the we?
There's four of us. Michelle, Joni, my groomer, who I actually rescued her. She didn't know how to read, and she had nothing to do with her life. She was 19. I put her through grooming school through the rescue, and she donates 50% back of her grooming.
That's fabulous.
And then there's Steve Masters. You know, he's there all the time. He is just a great person. I stole him from the cat rescue. And we work about 14, 16 hours a day on the dogs if we don't take them home.
You've placed 1,600 dogs with loving families?
In about the last 18 months.
What a great accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And how does the Rotary Community Corps fit in with that?
A friend of mine who gave me my credit card machine, who did the credit card machine for me, she was going to Rotary. I had no idea what Rotary was. It was a free dinner and meet new people and new contacts. So I went to dinner, and Sharon made me stand up and say what I did, which I don't speak very well in public. And I told her that
doing a great job, my dear.
I didn't know what Rotary was, and I told Sharon I didn't know what it was. So she just stopped in for 10 minutes, explained Rotary to me, and I got hooked.
And you were hooked.
Hooked.
Now, besides the dog rescue, what other projects is the Rotary Community Corps shepherding with these folks who...
No pun intended.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even
that
think of that.
Good.
I didn't even think of that.
Right.
Unbelievable,
about
that.
What else is the Rotary Community Corps doing with are these folks who want to contribute like any of us do?
They are working right now at the Salvation Army, serving lunch and cleaning up in Peekskill. They are also planning their first official fundraiser, which will be a spaghetti dinner on March 4th. Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Keon Center. And the proceeds of that, they've decided, will go to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
And that was the idea of one of the Keon members.
Isn't that sweet? That's terrific. And for folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that later on in the broadcast. So if you want to attend the spaghetti dinner, which I love spaghetti dinner. If you like spaghetti?
I love. Are you kidding?
We're big pasta
fans.
Yes,
yeah. Yum, yum.
I'm ahead of the cooking.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Oh, good. So now we even have an inside track, so to speak, on the cooking. And also, we'll let people know, where does your club meet?
I know. Which club? Tell
Sharon,
us again which club
which
it is.
Which club it
Madam
is.
Madam President.
Thank you.
Okay. The Rotary Club of Cortland Manor meets at Cortland Colonial Restaurant, which is on Old Albany Post Road in Cortland Manor, each Thursday at 7 p.m. for dinner. And the Rotary Community Corps of Keon meets at the Keon Center on every other Wednesday at 10:30 in the morning.
And the address of the Keon Center?
Keon Center is at 2 John Walsh Boulevard in Peekskill.
And you'd like to invite all of our 40,000-plus listeners to come to dinner with you as your guest to join Rotary, right?
Of course.
Well, if you're not in the Cortland Manor area and want to join the fellowship, the fun, and the service of Rotary, you can go to rotary.org, rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, join us at the meeting. Some are breakfast, some are lunch, some are dinner. And join us in the fun and fellowship. And, of course, Sarah, you wanted to know something about the Cortland Manor dinners?
I always want to know how the food is.
Food is fabulous.
Oh, especially on prime rib night.
Oh, all right.
Were you lucky enough to go there for prime rib night?
The first night, no.
No.
Okay. No, but I did request it.
We do get it often.
You have a charter club. How many members did you start with when the club was founded?
We started with 23 members, and
that's impressive.
We've added another 3 in the last month.
Good
and we
for
have
you.
A couple of new ones coming in.
That's terrific. You must be doing a great job of getting out there and sharing the spirit and the message of Rotary.
And how many of your members are involved with the Rotary Community Corps besides you two folks?
Everybody is actually involved with them. Everybody was at their charter this past Sunday, including Rotary International was there to film it. They're producing a videotape on it.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific.
That's terrific. Yeah.
Let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guests today are two outstanding Rotarians, Lisa Marie Birdsall and Sharon Irving, and they're talking to us about the Rotary Community Corps. And Sarah, tell us, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the area Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Brewster, Cairo, Chester, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and Millbrook.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
How much is that dog in the window?
Woof, woof, woof.
Sarah.
Hi, Donna.
It's your turn.
Okay. Well, welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm Sarah O'Connell.
And I'm Jonah Treeboiser.
Wolf Treeboiser.
That's right.
It's my co-host. And today our special guests are Sharon Irving, who is the charter president of the Rotary Club of Cortland Manor, and Lisa Marie Birdsall, who is the district co-chair of the Rotary Community Corps. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
And Lisa was telling us about her dog rescue organization and how Rotary Community Corps gets involved with that, and that's why Jay provided us with, is that Doris Day? I think so. Singing How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
Very good, name that tune.
Yeah, well, I'm old enough to remember Doris Day. So Lisa Marie, tell us a little bit more about the dog rescue and how Rotary Community Corps gets involved with that.
Well, we have a lot of the people from Keon come down and they either walk the dogs, help us bathe them, do minor small chores, socialize the puppies. That's one of the bigger things that they do.
All right. And after you rescue these dogs, you get them their shots and all?
Yes. Now, a lot of times we were getting them and they didn't have shots or anything, but transporting, you have to have shots. And we do a lot of medical down in the south because it's cheaper. Then we bring them up here and we socialize them, vet them.
You mean in the south as in the south of our United States south?
Yes, like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. And then we've recently been doing Tennessee.
My goodness.
And how do you place them in homes?
We do PetSmart adoption days. We're in Yonkers PetSmart a lot. We're going to be in Pelham also. They just opened a new PetSmart. We do the Cortland Manor PetSmart. Craigslist, Facebook again, just different venues.
And what's the contact information?
Yeah, folks out there listening to Radio Rotary say, you know, I'd love to have another dog and I want to adopt one. How do they reach you?
Well, we could do their website, www.recycledpaws.webs.com.
That's paws as P-A-W-S.
Yes.
Okay.
And they can call 914-402 4660.
Give us that again.
914-402-4660.
Okay, and folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat all that information before the end of the show. And our other guest here today is Sharon Irving, and we're talking about the Rotary Community Corps. Now, besides working with these pets, saving these pets from euthanasia and putting them in loving homes, what else does the Cortland Manor Rotary and their Rotary Community Corps do with our friends in the Corps?
Well, the new RCC of Keon will be working with us on all our fundraisers, one of which is the Kelly Miller Circus that we brought to Cortland last year. They'll be back on Friday, June 15th for three shows. They're a fabulous circus. There's the Battle of the Ducks that we do against the Putnam Valley Rotary Club in District 7210 each year, and that's in October. That'll be on October 2nd this year. We have our upcoming Upper Westchester Food and Wine Festival to be held at Cortland Colonial that will be on January 30th from 2 to 6 p.m., where they'll be able to come in, sample restaurants, wineries, and breweries. We will also be having a dog fashion show and their help.
Wait. Don't run
back up.
A dog fashion show. Tell us about that.
I'll let Lisa Marie do that.
Lisa Marie.
Sharon came up with an idea. She wanted to do a dog show. But coming from a family that bred dogs to be in dog shows, that's a lot of work, a lot of rules. We decided on a dog fashion show. I actually have a online catalog, dog catalog, that's going to give us all the clothes. We're going to use our previous rescues that are already trained, and we're going to do a dog fashion show.
Do they go up and down the aisle like you see real models do?
Yes. We're having a runway.
Now, this and when is that like, again?
This is not like the thing in Madison Square Garden where they parade the dogs around. Usually it's a really tiny dog with a really big lady, and they walk around, and the commentator says, oh, yes, Fluffy has a certain gait, and it's and I said,
that's
it's a
the dog.
Dog
show. That's the dog show. No, we're not doing that.
All right.
This is for entertainment purposes.
Yes.
Now, it's a very busy club, very busy area. You've got a lot going on. Who benefits from the monies that are raised?
We have made a lot of donations from the Hudson Valley Hospital Center. We made a donation there. We did a literacy grant with Mayapak National Bank that the books reprinted were the Peekskill in the American Revolution, and they have gone to the libraries, the high schools, at the museums, and the government offices in our areas. We did a VA coat drive that the RCC also joined us with. And this year, the Veterans Hospital in Montrose also needed books and food, so we added that. We've done.
Well, let's not skip over that. You're talking about a VA coat drive, a Veterans Administration coat drive. And the Rotary Community Corps, you collected coats from people that they were no longer using?
Right. We collected a lot of winter coats. Last year, we got over 200. This year, I don't know what the totals are. We still collect till like the end of January. But they also needed books for the people there that are suffering from PTS. And
also, explain what PTS is.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome, mm-hmm. which is a lot of our servicemen coming back from the Middle East now are suffering from this, and the Montrose Hospital has one of the largest facilities for PTS.
So your Rotary Community Corps helped your club collect these coats, and then you had them dry cleaned and then distributed to the vets?
Absolutely.
That's
we also provided
wonderful.
Books and food for their food bank down there.
That's great.
The Rotary Community Corps also joined us this year on December 19th at the Jefferson Valley Mall. We did an End Polio Now awareness and collection up there at the mall that day, and they were there handing out brochures with us.
And let's just remind our listening audience that polio is one of the flagship initiatives globally of Rotary International,
right.
And we are, as they say, the last inch close to annihilating polio worldwide.
Well, your club really has taken to heart the Rotary motto of service above self.
Absolutely.
When do you folks have time to sleep? With all these activities.
I don't allow members to sleep.
I can see that. We have a very energetic president here. And again, where and when do you meet? Just again, remind our listening audience.
Okay, at Cortland Colonial Restaurant on Old Albany Post Road in Cortland Manor, 7 p.m. on Thursday nights. Any Thursday, please feel free to stop by and join us. We have a great dinner there.
And that's good to know. You know, traditionally Rotary clubs had been lunch clubs. Jonah, you have a breakfast club.
Red Hook Club.
And this
breakfast.
Is an example of an evening meeting, which makes it sometimes more accessible for people who are very busy in their day-to-day business lives and personal lives. So.
Yeah, people who can't take like an hour and a half for lunch, unlike those rich people in Millbrook.
I don't live there.
Our producer and my co-host are members of the Millbrook Club. So what are your future hopes and plans for the Rotary Community Corps and for your club? I mean, you've got a tremendous number of things you're doing here today with them, all these great fundraisers and these great events. But you ladies look like the type who don't rest on your laurels. What's the future have been planned for you folks?
Well, we're going to repeat all of the fundraisers we did this year. We're going to add a little bit on, and we want to be seen in the community. We want the community to be aware of what Rotary does and can do in the community. We also want the RCC to be known and recognized in the community as viable contributors to our society.
And outside of the members that were involved in the charter, basically the founding membership of the club, you've also installed three new members as well.
Three new members last month and hopefully a couple more in the month of January.
So everybody out there, don't be shy. You can get on board and enjoy the fellowship and have the fun. I mean, this is a diverse list of activities, so there's really some type of interest for everybody.
Right, and now we did get some information out about the dog rescue that Lisa Marie's involved in. Lisa Marie, give us that information again for people who got that pencil and paper.
The website is www.recycledpaws.webs.com, and the phone number is 914-402-4660.
You know, Sharon Irving of the Cortland Manor Rotary, if the Rotary Community Corps sounds like something that somebody out there wants to join themselves or has a family member they might be interested in having them participate, what are the qualifications? What are the things you're looking for to have somebody a member of the Community Corps?
Somebody to belong to the Community Corps can be anyone that has the desire to do service within the community, to help support people that maybe aren't as fortunate as we are, and to live by the Rotary ideals.
So you had mentioned that some of them are special needs folks, but you don't have to be a special needs person.
Absolutely not.
And would it be a sort of a training ground for future Rotarians if somebody says, you know, let me give this a try first.
Stick my toe in and let me see how it goes.
Yeah.
Let me meet the kind of people who are involved in doing community service.
Absolutely. There's not the requirement for the attendance at meetings as strictly as it is through Rotary. And this is a great way to get to know a little bit about Rotary and decide if you do want to join a Rotary club.
Well, Lisa Marie Birdsall and Sharon Irving,
outstanding
Rotarians, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having us.
And tell us, Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International and Rotary District 7210, as well as the area Rotary clubs of Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treeboiser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 o'clock for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Join actor Kevin Bacon and his band, the Bacon Brothers, for a rockin' good time and lively benefit concert at the Bardavon Theater in Poughkeepsie on Sunday, January 30th, 2011, from 5 until 7 p.m. Proceeds support free surgery here and abroad for children with facial deformities. Sponsored by Healing the Children Northeast. For ticket information and the event, call the Bardavon or 860-355-1828. Call the Bardavon for this wonderful event, the Bacon Brothers.
The Rotary Club of Cortland Manor invites you to the Upper Westchester Food and Wine Festival. Sunday, January 30th, 2 to 6 p.m. at the Cortland Colonial Restaurant, 5714 Old Albany Post Road, Cortland Manor. $45 in advance, $55 at the door. For more information, 914-293-0710.